This is VOA News from Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. With Russia's attempt to capture the eastern city of Bakhmut stalled, Ukraine's top ground forces commander is indicating their long-awaited counteroffensive will begin very soon. From his Telegram social media account, Ukrainian Colonel General Alexander Sursky said Russia's Wagner Group mercenaries, often convicts recruited out of prisons, are, in his words, losing considerable strength and are running out of steam in trying to take control of Bakhmut. After considering a pullout in the eastern city, Ukraine kept its troops in place while also sending in reinforcements. Meanwhile, the European Union Thursday took steps to help Ukraine's efforts, finalizing a $2 billion deal to send 1 million rounds of ammunition to Ukraine within the next 12 months. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The meeting's conclusion on Ukraine reads, "The European Council welcomes the agreement to deliver ground-to-ground and artillery ammunition to Ukraine and, if requested, missiles." Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked leaders for the initiative during a video call. With Ukraine facing ammunition shortages after more than a year of fighting, Estonia's Prime Minister came up with the idea of setting up a joint purchasing plan similar to the one devised during the coronavirus pandemic to buy vaccines. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European leaders at the summit also debated new sanctions against Russia for their actions against Ukraine. Speaking to reporters after the summit, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said this next round of sanctions will focus on preventing Russia from getting around existing sanctions.
So a bundle of measures taken already, but this is certainly not enough, and therefore the 11th package of sanctions will also and mainly deal with the question of circumvention and how we can go against it.
This is VOA News. The U.S. military says it has carried out multiple precision airstrikes against targets in eastern Syria in response to a drone attack Thursday that killed a U.S. contractor. Pentagon officials say the contractor was killed Thursday at a coalition base in northeast Syria in a strike by a one-way attack drone of Iranian origin. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has details.
Six other Americans were wounded in the attack, including five U.S. service members. The military said two of the wounded service members were treated on site, while three others and the U.S. contractor were medically evacuated to coalition medical facilities in Iraq. In a statement, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the United States retaliated with precision strikes Thursday night in Syria against facilities used by groups affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. The United States has about 900 troops in eastern Syria to help Syrian Kurdish forces prevent a resurgence of the Islamic State terror group. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley, the top U.S. military officer, warned lawmakers in separate hearings Thursday that Iran continues to destabilize the Middle East through support to terrorist groups and proxy forces. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
Tuberculosis, commonly known as TB, a bacterial infection of the lungs, is one of the world's deadliest diseases that killed 1.6 million people last year. After decades of progress, cases appear to be once more on the rise. March 24th is World TB Day, and as Henry Ridgewell reports for Voice of America, there are hopes that a vaccine may be developed in the next few years to help eradicate the disease.
World TB Day on March 24th marks the anniversary of German doctor Robert Koch's discovery in 1882 of the bacterium that causes the disease. This year, the theme is Yes, We Can End TB. India has set a target to effectively eradicate tuberculosis by 2025. The World Health Organization has set a global target of 2030 through diagnosis, treatment, and the development of a vaccine. Dr. Luchika Ditiu is from the Stop TB Partnership.
A bit more political commitment, I would say, that we have a lot of new tools that we didn't have before, that we have the perspectives of a vaccine to come in the next 2-3 years. It's actually giving us a lot of hope that we can end TB.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Protesters in France, angry at President Emmanuel Macron, are continuing scattered actions Friday following mass demonstrations on Thursday. Those protests led to the postponement of a state visit by Britain's King Charles III, his first state visit as monarch. Over 450 protesters were arrested at some 300 demonstrations Thursday. From Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.